Here we go. We are up to Vidaber Dover. So the reason why we're doing this, just as we try to put it into the mareches of what we're coming to do, Vidaber Dover is our journey and on our way to try to figure out where's the Isser Amira La'akum come from. And ironically, this Isser Amira La'akum brings us to a whole separate Isser, which also manifests in the Isser Amira La'akum. Meaning to say, the Prima Gadim lays it down very, very clearly. The Prima Gadim in Mishpatei Zav, at the beginning of Simin Shin Zayin, he goes and he tries to map out. You know, Isser Amira has so many different facets, and it really gives us sort of an outline of where we're heading. The Prima Gadim goes, and this is really a perfect introduction. He says there's three different types of Gimel Chalakim. Da, the Isser Amira b'Shabbos Yesh by Gimel Chalakim, says the Prima Gadim. Dibur, number one, is Dibur She'ein by Lesa D'Malacha. A verbalization that has no actual Isser Malacha. A verbalization with no actual Isser Malacha, that's one type of speech. One form of speech that is a problem. Which means that you're not doing anything, you're just speaking. And nevertheless, that should raise some issue. That's form number one. Form number two is Amir La'akum, which is another manifestation of speech or application of problematic speech on Shabbos, Amir La'akum, requesting from a non-Jew to do something. And then there's type number three. What does he say? Amir Yisrael. That's type number three. Amir Yisrael to a mummer. That would be one case. Someone who's not religious, as we spoke about at the end of last month, or someone who is religious, depending on the scenario, when it's going to be mutter for him, yet usser for you. Like Yom HaKabbalah Shabbos early, or something of the like. So now, that's where we're heading. So where does this all come from? This all comes from a pasuk in Nach. Yeah? Nach stands for Nevi'im and Ksuvim. That was a joke. Don't laugh. Anyway, so Nach, it comes from a pasuk in Nach. It's actually the Nevi'im Achronim. It's called Sefer Yeshayah. Now, Sefer Yeshayah in Perek Nun Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel, goes and says as follows. There was one time, I have to throw in one story. One time someone went and lamented to Rav Ruderman that it's such an embarrassment and it's a churban that B'nai Yeshiva don't know Nach. And most people know the end of the story. He says, which Pasuk do you want them to know? He says, you don't know Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalid. He said, hurry is Daf Chaf. Is there a Daf Chaf in Hurrius? I hope. Anyway, so, and then he goes Pasuk by Pasuk, going through the entirety of Nach, as he jumps around Shas, and he says, right, that's why the Ramah goes and says in Yerodea, that you learn Gemara, just in defense of the Olam HaTorah that doesn't learn Nach. We hope they at least know enough Gemara to at least be well-versed in Nach. We hope. That's the only defense they have. And Mirtz Hashem, they have that defense. Because the Ramah says, if you learn Bavli, it incorporates all the facets of Torah into one. So at least you have that to go and equip yourself with the necessary knowledge. Says the Pasuk in Yeshayah. Pasuk goes and says, it's almost hard to read. It's almost hard to read. And any translation you're going to get is not going to be absolutely literal. Something has to give a little bit.
What's the setting of this pasuk?
What's the backdrop? You tell me. I don't learn Nach. I learn Gemara. No. What's the setting?
Is it talking about like loss of love type of thing?
No. No, you shine. So it's very interesting. I was looking around a few different Nachs as I was preparing, and it seems to be a tangent that Yeshayahu gives promoting Kiddushas HaShabbos. For now. And he's telling Klal Yisrael, exhorting Klal Yisrael, keep Shabbos, right? Yidin keep Shabbos. Anyone seen the famous recording from the Munkacher Rebbe? Anyone? Yidin keep Shabbos. So Yeshayahu HaNavi is screaming, Yidin keep Shabbos. And how does he word it? Says the Pasuk, Im Toshiv Mi Shabbos Raglecha, if you refrain your Raglayim, on Shabbos, right? I didn't read exactly. But that's how the Mefarshim are going to understand it. Again? Okay. Yep. Aseis chafatzecha, from accomplishing your desires, b'yayim kachi, the karasa l'shabbos oineg, then we're calling Shabbos oineg, l'kdeish Hashem mechuba, d'chibadotay me'aseis d'rechecha, and you also honor it, right? We have oineg and kavod, both. Kavod Shabbos and oneg Shabbos, two different things, and there are so many halachas. How many people have a separate set of clothing for Shabbos? Right? That's always a big question. And the guy who wears the suit, what does he do on Shabbos? And the guy who, like, what do you do? And how many people have fish by every meal? Right. By some meals? How many people have meat? So every one of these dinim and setting up the, what? Fish, alcohol panim, fish. It all comes from either kavod, oneg, right? Something, right? And they're all from this one singular pasuk. It shows you the extent of how many halachas we can learn out of a single pasuk. Says the pasuk further, "Mimtzoi cheftzicha v'daber davar." We're now also including what you should be refraining from, "Mimtzoi cheftzicha," and the speech. Now, this is where we're going to take off. Here we go. Where is this applying to? What are these two words? What are these two concepts? We have a concept number one of availing. How would you say mimtzai? Anyone want to translate mimtzai? I'm looking for a gutsy volunteer. Mimtzai, right? So in yeshivish jargon, you would say to be mamtzi something, right? You're mamtzi. It means to bring close or to avail. Yeah.
To draw out.
Yeah. Yeah. It means to invest in or to try to bring closer or, right? You want to access your business matters or something you really want to do, you're being mimtzai, you're being mamtzi, the verb would be to be mamtzi, your chafetzim. Your chafetz is your desire, your chafetzim are your objects. And it's not by chance, it's the same word. Yeah? Fine. V'daber davar, and your speech is also different. So now here is where the Gemara comes along, and this is where the sugya begins. The Gemara comes along in Shabbos Daf Kufyu Gimel and goes and says that there's a drasha we learn, mimtzai cheftzicha, chafatzecha asurin, to go and invest time and headspace and looking forwards to your chafetzim is only when it's your personal davar. But when it's chafetzei shamayim mutter. And Amir Tashem, if we have time, we'll get back to that in Simin Shin Vav. Right now we're in Shin Zayin, which is about dibur. And it continues, v'daber davar, and you should not verbalize this speech. We don't know what speech we're talking about. Your speech should not be the same on Shabbos. Shelo yehi diburecha shel Shabbos ki diburecha shel chol. Your wording on Shabbos that you utter should be different on Shabbos. Okay, wonderful. That's what we saw on page 6 and 7 in the booklet. A Gemara at the bottom of the Amud saying where we learned Dabar Dabar from. Now here's where the fun begins. Rashi goes along and says, what is Dabar Dabar? Dabar Dabar, Rashi says, four words. Kigoin mekach umemkar v'cheshbonos. It's mekach, memkar, which is business matters, and calculations. Oh, that's all Rashi says. Now, number one, is Rashi literal? When Rashi says kigoin, Rashi is simply giving an example, and this is one of them, or Rashi is limiting it and saying the only time you have an issue with dabar dabar is going to be when it's specifically going to be business matters, but non-business matters that are, so to speak, up for grabs, non-business, non-melacha speech, which is, what do you call that? Can anyone say it in English, right? So we would call it dvarim betalim. Well, not, that has a negative connotation. We want it to be something like in the middle, where it's dvarim shel mabikach, right? That's how we would say in Lashon HaKodesh. It's just things you speak, or idle. Idle is negative, right? Should you say idle talk on a Tuesday? Today's Wednesday. On a Wednesday. Right? So, shoot the breeze. Right. Well said. Again?
Devoid of meaning.
Devoid of depth. Yeah, something like that. Comes along Rashi. Rashi says, turns his pipes up, and now we're just going to take this one machlekes, and we're going to see how far it goes, and how many ramifications and applications actually apply to this seemingly very small topic. comes along, Rashi goes and says, again, it's business matters. Tosfos comes along and says, what are you talking about? I don't know. So Cheshbonis could be another aspect of Mimtzei Heftzicha, if Rashi is saying Dabur Dabur is shaped by Mimtzei Heftzicha. That's one Hanukkah I just made, Kilachar Yad. But that's one of the Tirutzim they give. So then we're expanding Mimtzei Heftzicha, not only in actual business, but even calculating is an issue of a Dabur Dabur Mimtzei Heftzicha. We group it all together. It's not a culture game. No, it's not a culture game. I could talk business is one thing, but how do I know that would extend to just, okay, how much would that play out? How much would it hit me for? And the cheshbonus of calculations, I would think, is not the actual business. You want to sell me your piece of real estate? That's the Mekach HaMemkar itself. Whereas the trappings of the calculations, I would think, is not a problem. Kamashmalan, it is. That's really localized to Shin Vav. That's really localized to Mimtzei Heftzicha. But that's one of the terusim they give, is that Dabur Dabur is shaped through Mimtzei Heftzicha, at least according to Rashi. I just had a lot of hanachas right there, but that's really the whole 10 minutes squeezed into one sentence of it's a Dabur Dabur Mimtzei, it's a Mimtzei Heftzicha type of Dabur Dabur. But Dabur Dabur alone would not extend further. That's how some Rishonim go and understand in Rashi. The Rashi actually means and is localized to Mimtzei Heftzicha and Dabur Dabur. Is localized to Mekach HaMemkar and Cheshbonis. Okay. Tosfos comes along on the spot. Tosfos comes along, the only Tosfos on the page. Tosfos goes and asks, why only Mekach HaMemkar? Rabbi Tam doesn't like it. Because we learned that from Mimtzei Heftzicha. Right, so the answer I just gave you was, no, the Mimtzei Heftzicha shapes the Dabur Dabur. Fine. Tosfos obviously wasn't learning like that. Tosfos comes along and says, what's going on? That's Mimtzei Heftzicha talking about business. We're seemingly talking about just speech. The Pasuk seemingly is coming to tell us that there's something just speech-oriented is going to be an issue. What is that? He brings from Vayikra Rabba, which is also a Yerushalmi, which we're going to get to if we have time. It's also a Yerushalmi, it's a Vayikra Rabba, it's also a Medrash Tanchuma. The same story. There's a story with, says Tosfos, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Yeah? L'kavad Atana. L'kavad Atana, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Havalei Ima Savta. It was his mother, it was his grandmother. Which one? A Safta Dafka or Lav Dafka? Okay. Ima Safta. It's Lav Dafka. That was Mishtoi Sagya. She was talking a lot. Now, don't forget that word Sagya. Because the Yerushalmi and the Medrash are stressing she was schmoozing a ton, right? Tisha Kavin came down and she was female and she got some of it. Of the desire to schmooze, and she was schmoozing and schmoozing and schmoozing. On a Shabbos afternoon, her son pipes up and says, Amar Lai says to her, Ima, Shabsahu, it's Shabbos, right? Usually you say that to a child when they pick up a muksa toy, right? And he's saying this to his mother because she's schmoozing too much. Yeah, and another application, seemingly. Mashma, she'en kol kach ledaber b'Shabbos k'ma b'chol. You shouldn't be speaking so much. Tosfos just went and expanded this Isser to like much, much farther than Rashi. Don't talk. You should all be quiet and don't talk. Where do we know this from? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And
is that another reason why you're supposed to nap on Shabbos? Well, you're supposed to rest. Like, to work. But is that another reason why people nap on Shabbos? So they don't talk too much?
Interesting, right? So the people who sleep for 3.5 hours, they're very machmir. I love that. That's a beautiful perspective. I don't think that's the reason. Actually, I just saw today, they actually flip it. We're going to see coming up, a Chumash Hadeshah talks about, are you allowed to talk about something that's enjoyable for you? We're going to get to that in a moment. They say, that's what Shabbos stands for. Sicha b'Shabbos Tainug. Schmoozing. A good schmooze on Shabbos. Ah, nothing better. Not Sheena, right? So they obviously... Right, someone keeps confusing Sheena and Sicha. But yeah, it's definitely a precedent to swap the two to some degree. Anyway, so comes along. Taser seems to expand it to like crazy degrees that you shouldn't be talking at all. Now, how do we go and where do we go from here? So now there's a few Rishonim. I'll just quote you a few, and it's very interesting what goes on. On one hand, we find the Archas Chaim. The Archas Chaim, quoted very often by the Beis Yosef, he was one of the Luniels, right? He was from Luniel, and it's not clear, right? What was his first name? Reb Aaron? Reb Aaron mean Luniel. Yeah. There were a few people from Luniel who showing him who wrote Svarim. So he goes and he writes in Simen Kuf Peches in Hilchas Shabbos, Va'asa Laharbas V'sicha V'teila. You shouldn't go and speak unnecessarily. Yeah? He quantifies what is this unnecessary talk. So how do you learn that? That's going Rashi at face value or taking Rashi and expanding it even further. He says the sicha betela is kigoin mekachu memkar. If he was learning like Tosis, he could have stopped at don't speak sicha betela. That's how Tosis would say it. Stop there. Don't talk uselessly and purposelessly. That's not a word. And, yeah, don't go and say things unnecessarily. So seemingly he learns Rashi at face value. The Meiri on the other side of the spectrum, the Meiri pulls a loizu afzu. He pulls the kol shekein. The Meiri goes and writes in right here, on the spot, Kuf Yud Gimel in Shabbos. He goes and he says, that what? He says, don't speak like you speak during the week. And don't say stuff for nothing. Meaning, so V'daber Dover is like Tosis. Kol Shekein is, we extend it even further to everything else. So he obviously, where did he get that from? He borrowed that from Rashi. And he seemingly is going and expanding. Kegoin. I'll give you an example. So the way he would understand Rashi seemingly is, the kegoin is a window expanding it to also, all the more so, mekachamemka, but it would also include nonsensical speech. Now, let's take it to the next level down. As we travel down we're going to be finishing up this very point because we're already moving on. Next week, this is just one sif. We're going to go top to bottom. By next week, we're already starting Amira Lakum about talking to a non-Jew. So now let's go down to the next level down, the tour, the Beis Yosef, and how does the tour go? How does the Beis Yosef go? So I saw some that go and say, the Beis Yosef goes and brings down the Chumash Hadeshen. The Beis Yosef goes and says, the tour seemingly learns like Tosis, that it's usher across the board. Comes the tour and he says, V'daber davar, shlo yei dibrucha shal Shabbos, ki dibrucha shal chol. Yeah, and then he says Ve'isa v'Yerushalmi. He integrates the Yerushalmi into the tour. Afilu b'sichas var metelim tzarech shaloi laharbus. Also, interesting wording. It doesn't say usur laharbus. It says it in the positive. Well, the pasuk itself is in the positive. V'daber davar. It doesn't say you may not speak devarim betelim. It says you should not speak too much of Dvarim B'Telem, which is going to be the Pesach to the other opinion. You know that's coming, right? That's a little foreshadowing. Comes along the Beis Yosef, and then he integrates the Chumash Hadeshen, who says what? If it's geschmack, if it's something that's enjoyable for you, how many people like politics? How many people like, by the way, did you hear they're opening two more shuls in West Hempstead? You heard this? Right. So if anyone perks up and says, really? So you're a guy who enjoys a good piece of news, right? They're not opening two more shuls. But that's like, oh, news, that's something that you can have an oinek from, a enjoyment out of, because it's a good piece of news. You heard? And this guy was murdered, and that guy got a massive job, and this guy got the biggest signing bonus in the history of the world, and it's just news, and it's enjoyment. Great. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch, and how did we paskin lahalacha? The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph comes along, and he integrates seemingly both. V'daber davar shloi dibruch shachol, kidibruch shal Shabbos, kidibruch shachol. You shouldn't go and speak the same way. And he ends off, v'afilu b'sichas svarim b'teilim. Osir laharmos. Right? He just flipped it. He said, Osir, don't do it. So the Shulchan Aruch comes and seemingly is saying it's Osir. Great. The Ramah brings in the Shumas HaDeshen. Right? The Beis Yosef quoted the Shumas HaDeshen. The Ramah brings in the Shumas HaDeshen and says, and if it's enjoyable, then you may. The Taz, well, you'll see this over tomorrow on Sunday. The Taz comes along and he goes and says, it depends. Are you doing it simply that you have no enjoyment and you're just selfless? You want to give the guy a good piece of hack because you know he enjoys it, but you don't enjoy it at all. And you're just literally a delivery man with no enjoyment. That's a problem. But if you're a delivery man who enjoys seeing their enjoyment, this is fascinating in the psyche. This is a psychological insight. If you're someone who is a delivery man, and when you come in your brown uniform, and you're the UPS guy, and you see that kid light up, oh, I came. You get so much fulfillment. Yeah, so then that's enjoyable for you. So even though you don't personally enjoy that piece of news or hack, if you enjoy delivering it, that's enough enjoyment to be considered an oinek for you. Okay? And where do we find a precedent that oinig is allowed? Oinig is some heter who made it up. I'll tell you who made it up. The pasuk made it up. In the very pasuk that says, mim tzeichev tzecha v'dabar davar, the pasuk goes and says, v'karasu l'shabbos, oinig. So we obviously find that the mim tzeichev tzecha v'dabar davar is going to be mitigated and ruled by oinig. But this is where it gets tricky. Only Dabar Dover finds a heter of oinig. We don't find a heter of mimtzei cheftecha by oinig. We don't find a heter of oinig by mimtzei cheftecha. So what happened over here? That's why it's a little bit weird. So the gra over here, we're running out of time, so we're going to run through the last 50 seconds as fast as we can. The gra goes and says over here, he's medayik in the Yushalmi. It says that she was talking a lot. She was talking a ton. And he stopped her and said, it's Shabbos. He was talking a ton. Why was she talking? What do you mean, a ton? Why did the Gemara have to stress? It was a ton. Because a little is allowed. According to Tosafot's understanding, there's no room for a little is allowed. You only speak the bare minimum. The Gra goes and says, no, it's not true. It's not true. You're allowed to speak something. It's actually the Gra L'Shitasei in Pirkei Avos. He goes and he says, Miut, Sicha, Miut Taineg, in the one of the 48 Kinyanim of Torah, he says, Miyat Sicha means you have to at least speak something. Don't try to be a hermit and not speak to people. You should speak. Al Kol Panim, you should be speaking a Miyut to at least be able to be sociable and interact with others. So he says, that's where we find, and we're going to end with this, and maybe next week we'll just recap the very ending, because we did this way too fast. The Aruch HaShulchan. We're going to stop here. Well, maybe next week we'll do the Aruch HaShulchan, because the Aruch HaShulchan, you have to have some cliffhanger. We want people to come back, right? That was a joke. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to say that we're toying with both Rashi and Tosafos, and we really paskin like Rashi. And everything else is just Midas Chassidus. So true over that, check out the Aruch HaShulchan. It's in the booklet. And we'll continue from there next week. All the best.